Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loopholes of Real Estate. Fourth edition Secrets of Successful Real Estate Investing is a nonfiction business and investing book by Garrett Sutton, a corporate attorney and rich dad advisor. Written for readers interested in property investing, it explains how real estate wealth is shaped not only by market selection and financing, but also by tax treatment, legal structure, and asset protection. The book belongs to the practical real estate education genre rather than a theory-heavy finance text. Its purpose is to show how investors can use legitimate legal and tax strategies to improve returns while reducing exposure to liability and unnecessary taxation. The fourth edition updates the original framework for readers who want a clearer understanding of the relationship between cash flow, ownership structure, and long-term portfolio building. Instead of presenting real estate as a simple buy and hold path to wealth, it emphasizes the discipline required to manage risk, assemble professional support, and make decisions with both profitability and legal protection in mind. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cash flow as the real test of whether property functions as an asset. The emphasis on cash flow also connects to the book's broader real estate philosophy, which resembles the investor logic associated with borrowing other people's money and using tenants to service debt. Sutton treats cash flow as the foundation that makes this model sustainable. Without it, leverage can magnify risk. With it, leverage can accelerate accumulation. The result is a practical framework for distinguishing between speculative ownership and business-like investing. Readers are encouraged to think less like homeowners and more like operators of income-producing assets. Secondly, tax strategies that improve returns without changing the property itself. This tax focus also makes the book useful for readers who already know the basics of buying and holding property, but have not considered how tax law affects performance. 131 exchange, for example, is not just a technical rule. It is a way to defer gains and keep capital working in the next property. Depreciation and cost segregation can improve paper losses and soften taxable income, especially for owners with strong cash flow. By bringing these concepts together, the book teaches investors to think in terms of net benefit rather than gross return. That is one reason it is often read as a bridge between real estate education and tax-aware portfolio strategy. Thirdly, entity structure and asset protection as defenses against personal liability. The practical implication is that investors must think like operators who manage risk at the structural level. The book does not suggest that an LLC is a magic shield. Rather, it presents entity choice as one layer in a broader asset protection system. That system includes insurance, documentation, and disciplined separation of personal and business finances. This approach is valuable because it avoids oversimplifying legal protection. Instead of promising immunity, the book teaches readers how to reduce vulnerability in realistic ways. For anyone building a rental portfolio, that is a more responsible and more durable lesson than simply chasing returns. Fourthly, the need for expert advisors in a business that is too complex for solo decision-making. This theme matters because it changes the role of the book itself. Rather than claiming to replace professionals, it prepares readers to ask better questions and understand when expert input is needed. That makes the text especially suitable for beginners who may otherwise believe real estate investing is straightforward. Sutton's approach is more realistic. Good deals can still fail because of bad structure, poor documentation, weak insurance, or inadequate management. By highlighting the advisory team, the book teaches that wealth building in real estate is partly an organizational challenge. Investors who internalize that lesson are more likely to make durable decisions and less likely to mistake enthusiasm for competence. Lastly, choosing properties with market quality, leverage, and long-term resilience in mind, the selection framework also helps explain why the book is broader than a tax manual. It links acquisition decisions to the full life of an investment, from purchase to holding to eventual exchange or sale. A well-chosen property can support cash flow, enable tax planning, and reduce risk exposure all at once. A poorly chosen one can undermine every other advantage. By integrating market analysis with legal and financial planning, Sutton gives readers a more complete picture of what sophisticated real estate investing requires. The result is a strategy-oriented book that values disciplined selection over speculation and rewards readers who understand the connection between deal quality and long-term durability. In conclusion, Loopholes of Real Estate, 4th edition is best suited for readers who want a practical, legally informed introduction to real estate investing rather than a motivational overview. First-time investors can use it to understand the basic structure of property ownership, tax advantages, and liability reduction. More experienced investors may find value in its organized treatment of depreciation, 1031 exchanges, entity formation, and the role of professional advisors. Its main benefit is that it connects profit-seeking with risk management, showing that the most useful opportunities in real estate often come from understanding how law and tax rules affect returns. That makes it especially useful for readers who already know the appeal of rental income, but want a more serious framework for operating as an investor. Compared with many books in the genre, it is more focused on structural issues and less dependent on hype. It stands out because it treats real estate as a business system that requires planning, protection, and coordination, not just buying property and waiting for appreciation. For readers who want a grounded, strategy-driven guide, it offers a strong foundation. If you would like to support Garrett Sutton Eska, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.